The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 17. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on May 7th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Rajan, Asadhu, Amatyebhya, Chora, Adibhya, Praja, Nripa, Rakshan, Yata, Balim, Grinan, Iha, Kretya, Cha, Modite, Rajan Savatmebhyas Charadibhya Prajanripa Rakshan Yatabalim Grinhan Iha Pretya Chamodate Rajan Savyamatmebhyas Charadibhya Prajanripa Rakshan Yatabalim Grinan Iha Pretya Chamodate Rajan, O King, Asadhu, Mischievous, Amatyebhya, from ministers. Chada Adibhya, from thieves and rogues. Praja, the citizens. Nripa, the king. Rakshan, protecting. Yata, accordingly as. Balim, taxes. Kridnan, accepting. Iha, in this world. Pretya, after death. Cha, also.
Ari.
Modite, enjoys.
Bhauda.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The saintly persons continued. When the king protects the citizens from the disturbances of mischievous ministers, as well as from thieves and rogues, he can, by virtue of such pious activities, accept taxes given by his subjects. Thus, a pious king can certainly enjoy himself in this world, as well as in the life after death. Purport. The duty of a pious king is described very nicely in this verse. His first and foremost duty is to give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues, as well as from ministers who are no better than thieves and rogues. Formerly, ministers were appointed by the king and were not elected. Consequently, if the king was not very pious or strict, the ministers would become thieves and rogues and exploit the innocent citizens. It is the king's duty to see that there is no increase of thieves and rogues either in the government secretariat or in the departments of public affairs. If a king cannot give protection to citizens from thieves and rogues, both in the government service and in public affairs, he has no right to exact taxes from them. In other words, the king or the government that taxes can levy taxes from the citizens only if the king or government is able to give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12.142, there is a description of these thieves and rogues in government service, as stated, Prajaste Baksha Yashanti Macha Rajanya Rupinaha. These proud mleches, persons who were less than Shudras, representing themselves as kings, will tyrannize their subjects, and their subjects, on the other hand, will cultivate the most vicious practices. Thus practicing evil habits and behaving foolishly, the subjects will be like their rulers. The idea is that in the democratic days of Kali Yuga, the general population will fall down to the standard of Shudras. As stated, Kalau Shudra Sambhavaha. Practically the whole population of the world will be Shudra. A Shudra is a fourth-class man who is only fit to work for the three higher social castes. Being fourth-class men, Shudras are not very intelligent. Since the population has fallen in these democratic days, they can only elect a person in their category, but a government cannot run very well when it is run by Shudras. The second class of men, known as Kshatriyas, are especially meant for governing a country under the direction of saintly persons, Brahmanas, who are supposed to be very intelligent. In other ages, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga, the general populace was not so degraded, and the head of government was never elected. The king was the supreme executive personality, and if he caught any ministers stealing like thieves and rogues, he would at once have them killed or dismissed from service. As it was the duty of the king to kill thieves and rogues, it was similarly his duty to immediately kill dishonest ministers in government service. By such strict vigilance, the king can run the government very well, and the citizens would be happy to have such a king. Conclusion is that unless the king is perfectly able to give protection to the citizens from rogues and thieves, he has no right to levy taxes from the citizens for his own sense gratification. However, if he gives all protection to the citizens and levies taxes on them, he can live very happily and peacefully in this life. At the end of this life, he is elevated to the heavenly kingdom or even to the Vaikunthas, where he will be happy in all respects. So, just see how responsible were the leaders. They wouldn't tolerate any nonsense, even from their own ministers. Even to the point they would kill their minister if the minister was not a proper minister. Where do we find such political leaders today? Today they are described, the modern day leaders are man-eating rakshasas. They are exploiting the citizens like anything. They have no good qualities. And because the leaders are such rotten, poor examples of what it means to be a human being, the people in general are degraded to the lowest standard. It is a very, very sad day. So now we are awaiting the happy days of Bhagavad Dharma. When we can once again have proper leadership in the world. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has inaugurated this Sankirtan movement 500 years ago in Bengal. To bring about a re-spiritualization of the entire world.
Un,
It is predicted by Krishnadas Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sajjana Durjana Pangu Chadda Anagana Prema Vanyaya Duvaila Jagateda Jana. This Krishna consciousness movement, it is a tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate the entire universe, drowning everybody, whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid, are blind. Everybody will become drowned in this tidal wave of love of God. How much desperately we need this tidal wave now. Under these rascal leaders, the cows are being slaughtered by the millions. Under these rascal leaders, the babies are being killed by the millions. These leaders are now advocating and they're authorizing this gay sex and gay marriage also. They become so degraded. So we must take the orders of our Srila Prabhupada very seriously. To preach this message with great determination, patience and enthusiasm in every town and village. Because it is a fact. This movement can save the whole world. We simply have to push it forward with purity and determination. The present situation of the global situation is intolerable. They become lower than animals. So we must save them from this degradation. People are so miserable. They're so frustrated. They're so bewildered. And they don't know how to become happy. We have the formula to save them from their misery. Therefore, we should be very enthusiastic to give this knowledge to everyone. This is why Lord Chaitanya has ordered us. Jarite katarikaha Krishna upadesha mara agaya guru hoyutare desh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru. And deliver these suffering people from the world. But don't do it in some crazy way. Like going around spraying Radha Kunda water on everyone. You follow the standard method given by Srila Prabhupada. You give them a book. You ask them to contribute something. This is how we spread this Krishna consciousness. Especially this book distribution. Because the more they read these books, the more the world will change. The more they will understand what are the fabulous teachings of Srila Prabhupada. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
we find the leaders today like that?
Hmm?
Where can we find the leaders like that
today? Where can we find...
Where can we find the leaders like that?
Of that caliber.
Leaders?
Of that caliber. Where can we find the leaders of that caliber?
Oh, you have to become...
Kur, lai mēs rodam šādus līderus, tādu līmeni līderus.
You have to become the leaders.
Jums ir jākļūst par...
We're not going to import them from somewhere else. You have to become...
Mēs nevaram jums no kaut kurienes importēt. Mums pašiem jākļūst par tādiem.
You have to become pure devotees.
Jums jākļūst
par... Difficulty is that...
Huh?
The difficulty is that also we are not taking very seriously.
Tā grūtība ir tāda, ka mēs paši nepieņemam ļoti nopietni to visu.
Yes, that is a difficulty.
Jā, tā ir grūtība.
We're very laid back about spiritual advancement.
Jā, mēs esam ļoti tādi relaksēti attiecībā uz garīgu attīstību.
Yes, I'll become a pure devotee someday.
Jā, es kļūšu kādu dienu par faktu.
But now just let me enjoy my senses.
Bet tagad pavaldīšu.
Isn't it?
Bet tā nav?
Aren't we too laid back?
Mēs esam pārāk tādi.
We're not serious for pure bhakti.
Mēs neesam nopietni noskaņoti uz bhakti.
We chant Hare Krishna, but we think about other things while we're chanting our japa.
Mēs skandējam Hare Krishna, bet japas laikā mēs domājam par citām lietām.
We sleep late.
Mēs vēlējam gulēt.
We overeat.
Mēs par daudz ēdam.
So many faults.
Tik daudz nepareiz lietu.
So it's time for us to get serious.
Ir mums laiks pienācis kļūt nopietniem.
Now you must become serious about becoming a pure devotee of Krishna as soon as possible.
Tagad jums ir jākļūst ļoti nopietniem par to, kā pēc iespējas ātrāk kļūt par tīriem Krishnas bhaktām.
We don't have any other place to import the leaders from.
Mums nav nevienas vietas, no kurienes leaders importēt.
You all have to become the leaders of this country.
Jums ir jākļūst par šīs valsts līderiem.
You can inspire the whole population of Latvia to take up Krishna consciousness.
Jums ir jāiedvesmo visus Latvijas iedzīvotāji, lai tie pieņem Krishna apziņu.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yes.
Gurudev, how should one react when he does something, let's say, wrong? For example, he wants to wake up to the Mangalarati, but he doesn't, or something else like that. What should be the right reaction to that?
Well, the easy way, if you don't, but you want to wake up and you're not able to wake up.
Jautājums ir, kā attiekties situācijas, ja kāds grib kaut ko darīt, bet nevar, piemēram, viņš vēlas piecelties uz Mangalarati, bet nepieceļās.
Just like what I do in my iPhone, which I use for an alarm clock, is I set it, 2 o'clock, 201, 202, 203, 204, so if the first one doesn't get me, the second one will.
Tas, ko es daru, es uzlieku modinātāju vairākus zvanus. Ja pirmais man nepamodina, tad otrais vai trešais to izdara.
I have a whole series of alarms that go off. Every minute another alarm goes off.
Man ir vesela vietne tādu modinātājiem, un katrs ieslēdzās nākamajā minūtē.
So that sooner or later I'll come out of the modes. If I don't come out on the first or second alarm, I'll come out sooner or later.
Un, ja ātrāk vai vēlāk, bet tie mani pamodina.
So if you're not waking up, you need to set more alarms.
Tad, ja cilvēks nevar piecelties, tad viņam vajag vairāk, vai pamosties, viņam vajag vairāk modinātājs uzliek.
Did I understand your question correctly?
Vai saprot pareizi jūs jautājumu?
But what if, you, for example, you try to wake up and have like a million alarms, but still you turn off all of them?
Well, have your wife pour a bucket of water over you then.
She's sleeping next to you.
Could you let me to translate it? Bet ja tur ir miljoniem zvanu un vienkārši cilvēks nospiež visus tos zvanus, tad viņam jābūt uzliekās un uzgāž augstu ūdēm virsū.
I was a brahmachari, I remember many years ago in my brahmachari days.
Kad es biju brahmachari, daudz gads atpakaļ.
I used to have a timer and I had a cassette player.
Man bija timers kasetnietā.
And at a certain time, they would turn on my cassette player and I would say, "Wake up, you rascal!" I'd be yelling. and yelling, "Wake up, you stupid rascal!" So you have to be creative, you know, get a louder alarm clock or what. What you can do is put one alarm by your bed and the other on the other side of the room. You know. The one by your bed, you just go.
And
this other room, you got to get up, you just stumble in the dark to find the thing. By that time, you're awake. You see. Another trick is go to bed early. Don't stay up late talking nonsense. Go to bed early.
What should be our proper reaction if we do something wrong with our service, let's say, and it's a fact we did something wrong? What should be our proper reaction?
You should be very repentant. Oh, my dear Lord, I made a vow I wouldn't eat big before I took rest, but I got carried away. The vishadam was so nice. I ate more than I should have. My dear Lord, please help me not to tonight when I won't overeat.
Jums jābūt tādā nožēlas pilnā noskaņojumā, piemēram, un tad jūs lūdzaties, dārgais kungs, es zinu, ka nav pareizi pirms miega saēsties, bet prasādam bija tik garšīgs un es pārēdos. Tagad lūdzu palīdzi man turpmāk nepārēsties.
You should be repentant and you should beg Krishna to help you that you don't make the same mistake again.
Jums ir jābūt nožēlas pilnā stāvoklī un jālūdz Krishna, lai jūs lai viņš palīdz jums nepieļaut šādas kļūdas.
Krishna hears such prayers and he reciprocates too.
Krishna dzird šīs lūkšanas un viņš atbild uz tām.
Sincerely beg Krishna to help you. And he will.
I was just thinking that if the two persons are sleeping together, they will want to sleep in. If they are sleeping separately, then one will get up and chastise the other together.
Yeah, actually in Vedic culture, we don't sleep with our wife. We sleep in separate.
Komentārs bija tāds, ja cilvēki guļ kopā, runa par vīru un sievu, tad ir daudz grūtāk piecelties. Viņi iemidzina viens otru, bet ja viņi guļ atsevišķi, tad viens pieceļās un palīdz otram piecelties. Un skolotājs saka, ka veidskajā kultūrā vīrs un sievu guļ atsevišķi.
It protects us from falling down into illicit sex.
Un tas palīdz izvairīties no nepareizām dzimuma attiecībām.
And as Guru Mataji points out, it helps us to wake up in the morning also.
Not everybody is going to like my comment, but...
Okay, I think Radhika had a question here.
How does one awaken that seriousness to push forward this movement and to become a pure devotee?
Kā cilvēkā pamodināt šo te nopietno attieksmi, virzīt šo te kustību uz priekšu un kļūt par tīru bhakti?
Your question is wonderful.
Jūs jautājums ir brīnišķīgs.
Well, there's many ways you can get motivated to become dedicated to pushing forward this movement. One way is to feel sorry for these people who are going down to the animal kingdom in their next birth.
Viens veids ir izjust žēlumu par tiem cilvēkiem, kas savu dzīvi vada tā, ka nākamajā viņi nokļūs dzīvnieku valstībā.
Another way is to know that by dedicating your life fully for pushing forward Lord Chaitanya's movement, Lord Chaitanya will bestow his special mercy upon you at every minute.
Nākamais veids ir apzināties, ka tā iemesla dēļ, ka jūs apzināti virsat šo kustību, tad ka kungs Chaitanya, kura kustība tā ir, mirkli jums dos īpašu svētību.
He will bless you with Gaura Shakti.
Viņš jums sniegs Gaura Shakti.
If you dedicate yourself to pushing forward his movement, he'll give you his shakti.
Un ja jūs sev veltīsiet tam, lai virzītu šo te kustību attīstīt, viņš jums dos savu shakti.
And when you have the shakti of Gaura, you can't imagine how ecstatic it is.
Un ja jūs būs Gaura shakti, jūs nevarat iedomāties, kas tā ir par ekstāzi.
So you can do it out of compassion or you can do it out of greed, transcendental greed.
Vai nu jūs to darat līdzcietības vadīti, vai arī transcendentālas altatības vadīti.
That I am greedy to get the special mercy of Lord Gauranga.
Es augstu iegūtu kungu Gaurangas īpašo žēlstību.
Next.
Jautājums ir, vai grāmatu izplatīšana palīdzēs tiešām attīrīt cilvēku apziņu tik tālu, ka no to vidus parādīsies kādi valdības līderi, vai arī mums pašiem no savu vidus ir jāvirza valdības līderi, vai to ir vērts darīt? The question is book distribution sufficient to change the leaders of this world, or should we make a political movement and elect from ourselves somebody that is qualified? Which way is more?
Both. Prabhupada actually instituted a political party in the U.S. I was a member of that political party. It was called the In God We Trust Party. It was really cool because that's what it's written on the U.S. currency, In God We Trust. We ran a candidate, our temple president ran for the city council in Gainesville, Florida.
On Gainesville, Florida, most temple presidents pilnījās pilsētas valdības.
He got a lot of votes also from the Karmis.
Un viņš saņēma ļoti daudz balsas arī no Karmiem.
But not enough to win. But then Prabhupada stopped it because it's actually illegal for religion to run a political party. But you, on your own, outside of, as a private citizen, you can start your own political party. Not part of ISKCON, you see. Just like people, the politicians in the U.S., they belong to churches. They go to some church. So you can go to a temple or a place of worship and also do politics outside of the church. You see? So you can do that. You can form your own political party here in Latvia. You can run for office and encourage other ISKCON devotees to run for office, but outside of ISKCON. Yes.
Un jūs varat censties tapt, lai jūs ievēl un iedrošināt citus baktas, lai
And by vigorous campaigning and preaching, someday you may actually win.
Bet ne ISKCON ietvaros, un to enerģiski darot, kāds dienas jūs
Actually, in the U.S. right now, we have a Krishna-conscious devotee in the House of Representatives in Congress.
Un mums kongresā šobrīd ir Krishnas bhakta.
She's a grand disciple of Prabhupada.
Un viņa ir Prabhupādas, tātad, māceklis.
Tulsi Gabbard is in the House of Representatives in the United States Congress. So it's possible we can fill up the government houses with Krishna-conscious people.
Jā, tas ir iespējams, un mēs varam piepildīt valdības ar Krishna-sapņas cilvēkiem.
So how do you get him to vote for you?
Bet kā jūs panāksiet savu viņu?
Book distribution.
Balsojumu arī jums.
By reading the books, and when they, after they read the books, when they go to the poll, they say, where is the Hare Krishna, where are the Krishna conscious people on this ballot, you see?
Izplatīt grāmatas, un tad, kad viņi ies balsot, tad viņi skatīsies vispirms tā, kur tiek arī Krishnas pārstāvji.
I'm only going to vote for people who are Krishna conscious.
Es tikai vēlos balsot par Krishnas apziņas cilvēku.
So massive book distribution and politics, both should be done.
Masīva grāmatu izplatīšana un dalība politikā.
But ISKCON cannot organize the politics.
Bet ISKCON nevar organizēt politiku.
That is, ISKCON members on their own can do, privately or outside of ISKCON, they can do. So I'm not going to instruct you to do that because here I am sitting as an ISKCON guru. I can't instruct you to start a political party. But if you have an inspiration to do that, we have no objection. So now we have one last question coming in from the internet. From Australia, Ananda Vardhana Das. What is the difference between unmanifested spiritual and material existences as explained in Bhagavad Gita? Is living entity in the material world considered manifested or unmanifested?
Could you kindly rephrase the question?
Yeah, we can ask him to kindly rephrase the question. Kindly rephrase it. We're confused by your question, Ananda Vardhana Das. Kindly rephrase your question for us, poor intelligent people over here. Make it simpler. Yes, Srila Gurudev. Okay. I'm waiting now for him to type it out.
His question is that is the living entity in the material world is manifested or unmanifested?
Is the material world manifested or the...
No, living entity.
The living entity is eternally manifested by Krishna. The material world goes through cycles of manifestation and non-manifestation.
Materiālā pasaule iet cauri cikliem, kuros tā izpaužas un tad atkal neizpaužas.
During the unmanifested phase of the material world,
un tajā laikā, kad materiālā pasaule ir neizpaustā stāvoklī,
the jīva soul is eternally manifested by Krishna.
Jīvas joprojām ir mūžīgi izpaustas.
Also goes into an unmanifest state during the non-manifested period. Dormant, yeah.
Viņas tajā periodā, kad materiālā pasaule nav izpausta, tādi tādā dzīves ir tādā gulošā stāvā.
So you could say at that time the conditioned souls are simultaneously manifested and unmanifested.
Jūs varētu teikt, ka dzīves apstākļi ierobežotās dvēseles tajā laikā ir vienlaicīgi, tā izpausta, tā neizpausta.
They're manifested, but they're in a dormant state.
Viņas ir izpaustas, bet viņas ir gulošā stāvoklī.
However, the liberated souls never go into a dormant state. They eternally associate with Krishna and his divine pastimes. Have we answered his question properly? Okay, Guru Mataji confirms. Okay, well, our time is up. And we're inviting everybody to the Namahat program today at Gerard's house,
huh?
Namahat program. So,
Gerard's house, yeah.
Yes. But it starts at around what time?
We're arriving from 11 o'clock. And it's
11 o'clock, yeah.
No, we have to be here, and the program starts at 11 o'clock. Sorry?
Everybody should be 11 o'clock, not late.
You have 2 hours to get there, find out how to get there.
I'm asked to inform about the class in the evening.
An evening class here at 6?
At 6 o'clock, yeah.
And what is this topic tonight?
Šodien ir vakara lekcija, pulksten 6, nevar būt uz to, ka es sestdiena, un lekcijas... tēma ir don't cheat yourself.
Tonight we're going to teach you how not to cheat yourself.
Un šodien ir lekcija par to, kā nekrāt sevi.
Do you like being cheated?
Vai jums patīk, ka jūs krāt?
So why are you cheating yourself then?
Bet kāpēc jūs krātiet pats sevi?
That's stupid.
Tas ir muļķīgi.
We're going to teach you how to stop doing the stupid activity of cheating yourself.
Un šodien tiks mācīts par to, mēs mācīsim par to, kā pārtraukt darīt šo te muļķīgo darbību, krāt sevi.
Gantarād Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupāda ki jai, Gaura Premanandī.
Jai Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Vihāra Maharāj ki jai.